And I've got four fine horses recently transformed from rats for you, Caro Lin Lin. That's obviously an in-joke, isn't it?
Yeah.
She's a little goer, likes it good to firm. Yeah. Ollie, by golly, smooth on top, no need for blinkers. Uh-huh. Nick Morgan, he's a good.
Yeah.
The entire firm team, good pedigree, by the skin of their teeth, out of bed.
Yeah.
And the car, is this written by James Joyce?
And, can I just make this point, it wasn't written by me.
And the car parks are closed in the members' enclosure, and the cones on the A5 are a bit of a problem, but looking ahead to this time next year...
Cornelius!
Yes?
Behind you!
Off you go, bye,
Cornelius.
Bye.
So, Danny went off to the ball. He hasn't been so excited since he last went to the mill.
Hot coffee? Hot balls? Cheers.
Oh, it is
you. See, it's tough being a princess. My father says I must choose a prince from the medium wave.
Here's another one.
John Enver, what? You're kidding, right?
Hang on,
we trod on Mark's line.
One more time.
Okay, I'll get it. You want to see my signed exorcist memorabilia?
Does it hit you on the side of the head like a can of tuna?
I could take you to the smash hits polling party.
Kid stuff. I need a real man. I'm a babe.
Oh, is it me again? I'm the Radio 5 babe magnet. Wow, that's going back away. What do you want me to do? There's more to a Mars. Come on, Dad. So let's hang on. I've done 4 miles here, so I better bring it up to date. See the difference and you won't swap. See the difference and you won't swap. Okay, now we're even.
Pardon?
It's time
for news and sport. It is as well in 2 minutes.
No, Alice, it's sport.
Oh, sport.
Yeah.
You haven't complained about that.
Can we all do this?
Yes. Just at this point, I might point out, and like to shamble it, Alice, we've had complaints, says, dislikes sport a lot and says sport.
I don't dislike sport.
Well, it seems that way, gal.
We'll do that one, we'll do the end of it.
Go on, then.
Go on.
Sporter.
Sporter.
No, just the sport.
I've got to go. You're lying.
He never even left his shoe. What about the clock?
Bang, Wallace.
A size 12 silver DM. That's a Bigfoot. I like that in a man.
Yeah. This should be me, actually.
Yeah.
The princess stabbed her foot and said,
who this boot fits, I shall win.
Yeah. There was commotion in the land, from the lowest to the grand. They all tried on the silver boot to win the princess and her loot.
Mark and Danny, do come and try on this delightful boot. Not you, Danny Rella.
But it's not blue suede. It's not happening. It's not me.
One boot is only half the story, an allegory for the limpness of life.
Just try it on.
Can I just point out that technically everybody has to try it on, otherwise there's a 90% chance of showers.
Can I just stop it? An allegory for the limpness of life? Did we just let that go by?
I thought I said that rather well. You all said it on board,
Stepfather, play on.
Only when you say sport.
It fits. My hero. My prince has come.
Lovely. And so we say a fond farewell to the princess and Danny Rell.
Mm-hmm. A box of Danny for every...
A box of Daz.
Oh, sorry. Yeah.
The writer told me.
Go on, then.
A box of Daz for everyone, and I'll have that commercial back when you're done. The moral of the story is all fair in love and showbiz.
Head? Anyone?
Can I just say that was no rehearsal?
Yeah.
No rehearsal.